all the protesters are here to ask Congress to make strong statements in Sierra Leone that we need a free, fair, and peaceful election. We have just come out of 11 years civil war, and we're looking forward to continue having free and fair elections. So we're here as Sierra Leone American voters, constituents here in America to ask our congressmen and our House members to make strong statements and to have resolutions that we should have free, fair election in Sierra Leone.
Are you going to present a petition to these lawmakers after this protest?
Yes, we have already provided resolution, draft resolution that we need from the government of America because we're taxpayers here. Also, we're asking the State Department and through the Embassy of America in Sierra Leone to make a strong statement. Let me ask you to talk to Madam Abby Darami, who is also leading all the women out here for this protest. Madam Abby Darami.
We need free and fair elections in Sierra Leone. We want the complete data.
What is it about free, fair elections you are talking about? Because the president, in several forums or fora, promised free, fair, and credible elections in Sierra Leone.
Because there have been a lot of intimidation and harassment and unprovoked attack on the opposition supporters. The electoral bodies have refused to be transparent with the electoral data.
On the page of the Electoral Commission, they have some information on there. Why do you think that is not enough?
Because free and fair elections ensure that the rights of the citizens are protected. We need the full data so that we as citizens of Sierra Leone will be able to check the data against our name to make sure that our names are listed on the voters' registration and that no rigging will be take place on the day of the election.
Elections in Sierra Leone. Elections in Sierra Leone.
Some people are suggesting that by doing this here in the U.S., you are directly calling for an interference in the internal affairs of Sierra Leone.
We are not asking for interference. We are asking for observers so that we can have a fair election. These international bodies and international partners have funded Sierra Leone election. They have funded peace in Sierra Leone. So we want to continue to have that peace. Our international partners have provided logistics and funding to keep the peace in Sierra Leone. They have invested in Sierra Leone. So it is for them also to keep the peace in Sierra Leone, to see that our people live peacefully, to see that we have no corruption, to see that everybody voting right is respected.